Okay, our next performer, well, there are a lot of people who are really, who are part of this music and spoken word community who are really activists one way or another in a very positive way. And John Waterman is one of these. He and Dawn Frost and Steve Rapson got together, and they have put out a holiday album. It's not out for us to buy yet, but it will be soon, and John can tell you about it. John is also a wonderful writer and performer, and I really love his songs. Please welcome John Waterman.
I'm planning on singing tonight.
Activist?
If
I'm an
scary.
Activist, this world's in big trouble.
I might second that.
Activism. Watching the Celtics game or the, you know, sitting back in a couch and listening to some records. So here's a song. I sort of play this for Veterans Day. You got the sound on the guitar? Or is it? All right. It's about veterans. And yeah.
Of a different kind.
Veterans of the Civil War, which actually predates Veterans Day. But I don't believe it predates Memorial Day. I believe Memorial Day was set up to honor Civil War veterans in the late 1800s. But these guys didn't really get honored, right? These guys were prisoners of war from Andersonville and Cahaba prisoner of war camps, and they ended up trying to hitch a ride north at, you know, under orders. They were herded onto a steamship called the Sultana, which blew up. This is the story. They never got up north. Just like my guitar never got in tune. Up the Mississippi River, from down in New Orleans, the Sultana started rolling, the boilers filled with steam. The river current was running strong and the waters were high, from the melted snows of winter in the spring of 65. Now the war was not long over, and the wounds still fresh in mind. The river banks were flooded with Yankees left behind. So the army put out word that there was money to be made. For every Union soldier taken home, $5 would be paid. And oh, Sultana, rolling up the river, roll on up the river, take those weary prisoners home. Haul them kegs of sugar and tote them bags of bones. Up the Mississippi River, take those weary prisoners home. Now Captain J.C. Mason stood upon the bow. He said this ship can haul more cargo than the laws allow. And since there's money to be made for every soldier that we haul, though other steamships run this river, we're gonna take them all. The Sultana docked in Vicksburg, where a boiler spray noted. The repairman said to fix a crack would take about a week. But Captain Mason said, you've got one day to get it done, cause there's extra money to be made on this river run. And oh, Sultana, roll on up the river, roll on up the river, take those weary prisoners home. All them cakes of sugar and dump them bags of bones.
of the Mississippi River, take those weary prisoners home.
Now at the dock, the gangplank lowered, and they're clambered up on board. 3,000 young men gaunt and gray, chiseled from the wall. Many walking skeletons alive by force of will. Survivors of Cahaba and Andersonville. Now the wheels turn and water churn, and she moved out from the pier. The soldiers packed on side by side, filled with hope and cheer. Just a few more days on the river, yeah, and they would be back home. Their families and loved ones, they've been gone from for so long. So on up past Memphis, the Sultana rolled. With 6 times as many passengers as she was built to hold. Then at 3 a.m. there came a blast that split the night, and a hailstorm of red-hot coals filled the sky with light. 1,500 men were drowned or scalded by the steam, and ferried off to a different home than the ones in which they dreamed. How greed can turn a man like a gambler turns his tricks, or even make that muddy Mississippi into the river Styx. And oh, Sultana, roll on up the river, roll on up the river, take those weary prisoners home. All them cans of sugar, yeah, took them back up the Mississippi River, take those weary prisoners home. Up the Mississippi River, take those weary prisoners home.
Thanks. Thanks, Don.
One more hand for John Waterman with Dawn Frost. We have